FM 102.3.
Is it true?
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And we are back and older than ever. I mean, no, well, that's true. We are older than ever. Hopefully we're better than ever too. But hi, my name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street in Merritt Island, Florida. One of the best kept secrets in all of Brevard County, a place of worship where a lot of wonderful people worship Jesus. And there's room, not a lot as far as quantity, but a lot of wonderful people. That's what I mean. There's plenty of room for other additions of wonderful people to be a part of what God is doing at Merritt Assembly of God. We would love to invite you out to be a part of that. Haven't mentioned it in a few days, I don't believe, but if you ever miss the 8:30 broadcast on WMIE 91.5 FM, you can always catch it at 5 o'clock of an evening. And if you miss that one, you can catch it on 1510 AM WWBC at 10:30 of a morning. You know, there's been some transmitter issues. And so if you are in a place where the signal is not as strong as it was, I encourage you to go to the WMIEFM.com app. You can listen live there on the bottom of the page, or you can download the TuneIn app and click on WMIEFM as far as your local stations go, and you can listen to it that way as well. If you can't do either one of those, you can always download it at a later time. So there are a number of options of how you can listen to the program, and we encourage you to not only listen but to tell others about it. It's always interesting when I'm out in the community and people may not know my name, but they recognize my voice. And that's happened a number of times here in the recent months, recent weeks. And so we want to say thank you for listening. That's what I always say. Thank you for listening. Because if you weren't listening, then I'm wasting my time. I'm wasting God's resources. And we don't want to do either one of that. So today we are going back to Isaiah chapter 59. We are going to begin reading in verse 13. We're going to read down to verse number 15 today and see where the Lord takes us in our discussion. It says, "In rebelling or in transgressing and lying against the Lord and departing from our God, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood, justice is turned back, and righteousness stands afar off. For truth is fallen in the street, and equity cannot enter. So truth fails, and he who departs from evil makes himself a prey. Then the Lord saw it, and it displeased him that there was no justice." I hope that what you're seeing as we go through these various passages on justice and injustice is that injustice is not a problem with God. Injustice is a problem that was caused by man. It was caused by man moving away from God. And the farther we get away from God, the more of his attributes that we are going to lose. As we lose those, we are going to begin to treat other people worse and worse and worse. We're already treating God badly by moving away from him. And then we begin to treat other people worse. And pretty soon everybody is doing what is right in their own eyes. And that is never a good thing. That's called anarchy. That's called anarchy. And if you permit anarchy in your life, I guarantee you it will never end well. We have different forms of it. Some people take it to where they just oppress other people because they're bigger, richer, more powerful, or got more friends. Other people live an anarchy type lifestyle because of the concept of hedonism. Hedonism is, I just want to do whatever I want to do, and nobody should stop me. So it is about satisfying all of the longings, all of the desires of the flesh. And so I heard about a conversation that a person had recently. I know both of these people, and one of them asked the other one, well, why did you do that? And their response, I'm not going to tell you the exact words, but because I'm special. I deserve it. That was the concept that was being discussed or expressed, and they felt perfectly justified in that. I want you to know that Dave Ramsey has a line. I heard it years and years and years ago. I'm assuming he still uses it, but he says, the people would ask him, how are you? And he said, better than I deserve. God treats me better than I deserve. And you and I, we need to make sure that we do not get to that sense of entitlement, because if we start treating God with injustice, if we do not honor him the way that he deserves to be honored, it does cause distance to come in. So listen to what verse 13 says. In transgressing or rebelling and lying against the Lord. How does that work? Well, it works like this. Thus says the Lord, when the Lord hasn't said. It works like, well, God told me that it was okay if I committed this sin, but he didn't say that. There are a lot of people who make boasts. You can find it in the Old Testament where there were prophets who would tell the king anything that the king wanted to hear. Ahab is one that comes to mind. Right before he died, he was encouraging Jehoshaphat to go into battle with his forces. And Jehoshaphat said, well, before we go, we need to hear what God has to say. And so Ahab brings on all these prophets and they say, go and all that. And Jehoshaphat makes an interesting question. He says, don't you have any prophets of the Lord here? And Ahab says, well, there's this one guy, but I don't like him because he never tells me anything good. And so they bring in this guy by the name of Micaiah, Micaiah. The guy, as he's bringing him into the presence of the two kings, said, this is what everybody else is prophesying. Go and prophesy exactly the same thing. And he goes in and, you know, I can only use my imagination. But he tells them, and I would imagine he uses a less than sincere tone when he does that, but he tells them exactly what the other people have said. And Ahab gets up and says, how many times do I have to tell you? Only speak the truth to me in the name of the Lord. And he said, okay, this is what I actually hear from the Lord. You're not coming back from this battle. You're not coming back from this battle. And Ahab did not return from that battle. I want to have a reputation of not disparaging the name of the Lord by not speaking truth. And when society is trying to mandate language to comply with a politically correct narrative and trying to compromise the thus says the Lord from the pulpit and from God's pastors and mouthpieces, whenever they're trying to do that, it is a transgression, it is a lie against the Lord. And I tell you what, my wife knows, my church knows, that if the laws ever become such that it is against the law to proclaim the gospel, all I ask is that they come visit me in jail. Because the calling that I have is not to be politically correct. The calling that I have is to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ. Not only were they rebelling and lying against the Lord, but they were departing from our God. Israel, Judah, they were created to have a unique relationship with God that would spread and impact the nations around them. But they kept falling for the same trap of abandoning their God so that they could be like the other nations. One of the kings goes off and he sees a massive altar that a king had made to another god, and he draws up the plans of it, and he sends it back and he says, "This is the altar that I want to worship at. Build me one just like this. But keep the altar of the Lord, because every once in a while I'm going to need to hear from God. So just move it out of its prime location, move it to the back lot someplace where I can still get there whenever there's an emergency that arises." They were always struggling with whether or not they were going to pursue the things of God. Remember, we got here by seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Part of seeking the kingdom of God is seeking justice. So, departing from our God, and then once again we see the lifestyle of speaking oppression and revolt and conceiving and uttering false words. Now, verse number 14 says, justice is turned back. So there's the effect. We've seen it repeatedly throughout Isaiah chapter 59 here, where justice is a casualty of the people's disdain for God, his word, and his ways. And so we see the cause, the rebelling, the lying against God, and the departing from God. And the effect in verse number 14 is that justice is turned back. Turned back would be something that would be admirable if it was an enemy that was assaulting you and you managed to beat them in such a way that they retreated, they turned back, and they left. But this turning back is not that type of turning back. When justice is turned back, I want to give you an image of a semi-tractor trailer that is loaded with God's blessings and God's presence and God's peace and God's favor. And because of the anarchy, because of the oppression, because of the deceit and the death style instead of the lifestyle, that the semi makes a U-turn and doesn't deliver the payload that was originally going to be dispatched. We don't want justice to be turned back. We don't want justice to be treated like a defeated foe. It says not only is justice turned back, but righteousness stands afar off. When we talked about seeking righteousness, we talked about that society looks to set aside God's righteousness and looks to establish a righteousness of its own. Do you realize that God is the reason that we have morals? God is the reason that we have things that we do not do in society because they aren't right. And whenever we set aside God, we set aside our right standing with Him. And because of our right standing, we are, when we're in right standing, we recognize and accept God's offer for us to be His children. But there is protocol for kingdom kids. We need to behave like kingdom kids. You know, we don't understand what it's like to have a culture of a monarchy and culture of protocol, kingdom protocol. But there are rules that guide behavior. And it's not because it's some rigid means of how do I want to say punishing the children. Those children are representative of the monarch that sits on the throne. And so the protocol is established so that they represent the will and the pleasure of the person on the throne. In our case, that person is God. We are, according to the New Testament, Christ's ambassadors. Back a gazillion years ago, when I was a teenager in an Assembly of God youth group, and it was old by that time, but almost everybody's youth group they didn't have their own custom names and everything. Our youth group were known as Christ Ambassadors, and we had our own theme song, and you don't want me to sing it, and I don't want me to sing it, but Christ Ambassadors are chosen at the pleasure of Christ, serve with the mission of Christ, and serve with the heart of Christ. And so if righteousness stands afar, you know, that's something that is prevented from coming. It says, for truth is fallen in the street. What that means is truth had died in the public forum. Truth was not something that could be tolerated. You know, people can't handle the truth. Jack Nicholson line, A Few Good Men, I think is the name of the movie with Tom Cruise. You can't handle the truth. And believe it or not, there are people who believe that about other people. That we need to be your filter because you cannot handle the truth. Now, I fully expect that my government knows things that I don't know. That I'm not talking about that. I don't think we need to know every time they run to Kinko's, I don't think there's any Kinko's around here. Anytime they run to Office Depot or something like that, I don't think there's any reason that we need to know every time they run out of copier paper. I assume that there are some threats that foreign entities would want to do, and we don't need to know what every one of those are. Sometimes it is great for us not to be aware of every little detail. But when it comes to truth, and people have said, we are going to let deception prevail in our society instead of truth prevail in our society, because if you know the truth, you won't live the way that we want you to live. That is a bridge that is unacceptable. It's a bridge too far. So always, always, always remember how valuable truth is. If anybody asks you to lie to them or for them, don't do it. Too many parents teach their children to lie and then wonder why their children end up growing up to be liars. There's commercials that celebrate parents teaching their kids how to lie. How's that? Well, if somebody calls on the phone, tell them I'm not here. Tell them I'm not here. So we never did that. Now, there may be times that I'm not available, but if you call the church, you're because of, you know, the fact I've only got a part-time office manager who is phenomenal, you'll probably get the answering machine. But if you ever do call and get the office manager, you know, she will ask you who you are, what you want, if there's anything she can do to help you. And if I'm not available, you will hear her say, he's not available right now. Can I take a message? And that's the truth. That's the truth. We didn't teach our kids to lie because all liars have their part in the lake of fire. So what happens is there's parents that say, tell them I'm not here. Tell them I'm not here. And then they tell them, and then their kids come home and tell them a lie. And they said, well, how dare you lie to me? Well, that's what you trained them to do. And so we've got massive segments of our society where deception is their native language. And it's what we have told them is acceptable because we keep rewarding their lying over and over and over again. So equity cannot enter. And so let me just remind you, equity here is uprightness. I looked that word up right before I came in today. And so uprightness cannot enter, is prevented from entering into that society. You can go back and look at it. It's there. It is prevented from entering the society. And so as a result of the fact that society, because of the rebelling against the Lord and lying against the Lord and departing from God, justice is not in society. Righteousness cannot prevail. Truth lays dead in the street, in the public forum, and uprightness can't even get into town. So look at what verse number 15 says. So truth fails. So truth fails. One of the enemies tactics is to tell a lie so often that it becomes accepted as truth. Well, I will tell you that God never gets to the point where he accepts a lie as the truth. Thy word is truth. The word of God is truth. It is forever. It is not going anyplace. No matter what anybody does, no matter what laws are passed, the word of God is truth. And so here's what happens. If you'll allow me to substitute. So the word of God fails to accomplish the things in society that could have been accomplished. You say, well, wait a minute. God says he sends forth his word and it doesn't return to him void. That is absolutely true. That is absolutely true. But if society rejects the word of God, remember, Israel, Judah, they had a horrible reputation for rejecting the prophets. Jeremiah sent a prophetic word to the king, and the king sat there and would tear off the part of the scroll that had been read, and he would toss it into the fire. And Jeremiah said, I still remember what God said. And so he dictated it again. And he said, just because you burned it up doesn't mean that it is going anyplace. This does not mean that the word of God has lost any of its authority. It's just that that society has said, we don't want to hear the truth. In the book of Acts, Stephen was testifying. He was giving a great sermon. And all of a sudden, they decided they didn't want to hear it. When it got personal, and he said, listen, this is in Acts chapter 7, verse number 51. You stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, you always resist the Holy Spirit as your fathers did, so do you. And so he goes on like that. I'm starting to run out of time a little bit. And he it says in verse 54, when they heard these things, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed at him with their teeth. But being full of the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God and said, look, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. Now listen to their response to that declaration. Then they cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears and ran at him with one accord. You know, they start screaming. They put their hands over there and say, la, 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 la. I don't want to hear it. Well, you know what, folks? Our society needs the word of God. It goes on and it says, and he who departs from evil, that there would be individuals in society who would hear the word of truth and say, I'm going to embrace truth instead of deception, that the person who departs from the cultural decay and rot that was going on, listen to what it says. Well, they will be held. It doesn't say this, but it's true. They are going to be held in honor by God, but society is going to view that person as their latest target. I got news for you. Cancel culture is not new. It's been going on for a long time. And so it says this, then the Lord saw it and it displeased him that there was no justice. Please make no mistakes about it. God is not rejoicing anytime there's oppression, anytime there is a falling away from him. God does not rejoice. He doesn't want anybody to go through that. Next time we'll talk about what God's going to do because he is displeased with the status quo. You won't want to miss it. Tune in tomorrow right here on the Refresh radio program on WMIE 91.5.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
You dance over me while I am unaware. You sing all around, but I never hear the sound. Lord, I'm amazed by